out of 2 Timothy chapter number 3. If you would stand, please, 2 Timothy chapter number 3. We'll read a few verses right here. I hope Pastor Stewart, oh yeah, by the way, my wife is sick. She never misses the opportunity to see this fine specimen of a preacher eloquently bring his message. But I do believe she's watching by the way of internet, and I do have one word for her. If you would, go in there and get my plate ready. I'll be home within 30 minutes. I got my cell phone on. I guarantee she sends me a text. But anyways. Yeah, you like that, didn't you? All right. 2 Timothy. I might have told y'all first. This is 2 Timothy. Chapter number 3, verse 1 says, "This know also, that in the last days," and I'm no Bible scholar, I'm no great professor, I don't even watch the news a whole lot, but from what I've heard and what I do see and what I do know about the Bible, I believe that we're somewhere in that last days phrase, definitely. I hope we can bring this out a little bit, and tonight's message just a recap and maybe a little bit of instruction. But I believe we're in those last days. Perilous times shall come. I believe they're here. Verse number 1. Verse 2 says, "For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away." Let's pray. Father, I appreciate the opportunity to preach. I pray, Lord, you just help me to take the simple thought that you've given me and just preach through me. Lord, I just want to be a tool. I just want to be, Lord, used by you. Lord, I don't want to try to wow and use a lot of big $5 words. I just want to be able to preach your word, give somebody some help, and point someone toward the Lord Jesus. And, Lord, I pray that you would just use me. Help me to, Lord, say that thing I need to say and not say what I don't need to say. And we'll thank you for what you do. We do thank of our pastor and ask you, Lord, be with him. And no doubt he's probably watching us now or even praying or whatever. And I just pray that you would touch him physically, spiritually. And, Lord, let him know we love him. Pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Like I say, verse number 1 says, "This know that in the last days perilous times shall come." No doubt I believe we're in the last days. Every time, you know, if you do turn on the news or you do pick up a newspaper or anything like that, men can continually commit sin with no remorse. You know, there was a day, and I don't believe I've ever lived in that day, but there was a day when a man, even if a lost man sinned, he knew he was sinning. He at least had some type of, you know, he at least tried to hide it. And, you know, I think about my kids, and I think about my kids' kids and your kids, what they're going to have to see. You know, I think of what I've seen as I, you know, I'm 29 years old. I know I don't look that old, but I know 29 years old. And what I've had seen change and the way I've seen people change. And when I was little, you hardly ever heard about, you know, people getting divorced as much. All my friends' parents stayed together. You know, now my kids, you know, as they're coming up, we go to a ball game. You got two or three sets of parents coming from each way. You know, the devil's just allowed to drive himself in there. But no doubt, we're living in dangerous, dangerous times. And I believe we can line up with that, because the Bible says that men should be lovers of their own selves. And man, there's never been a day that's more evident that we love ourselves. We print, press, everything's about us today more than it ever has been. I mean, you go somewhere, and I mean, people they got to dress and be the, you know, in the finest, and they got to be the best or whatever, and put all the emphasis on themselves, and they love themselves more than anything. And right here it says they love them. Men shall be lovers of them own of their own selves, covetous, boasters, and proud, blasphemers, and disobedient to parents. Now, I know that I'm not probably the best parent in the world, but I do try, you know, to raise my children in a biblical fashion. And you go out nowadays and you go into a store, you can't tell who the parent is a lot of times with the way that kids talk to their parents. And, I know when I was little, my mom and dad weren't even saved, but I remember one time smarting off to my mama, and that's all it took. It took one time and one time only, and I'll stop at that because now that we're on the internet, DSS or whatever might be watching, but one time, I do remember that it took one time, and my dad's dad was in the Air Force, and he had a belt. Big old belt, and he would wear your hind end out when he was little with it. And then we got older and a little bit bigger. We had boxing gloves, and he didn't wear them, and neither did we. So we just had them though. But he would whoop your hind end if you. And yeah, I figured. I don't know where the boxing gloves came from. I was thinking we did have boxing gloves, but he never did put them on. He just that's it. Don't do that. And I learned very quickly. Even though I do have a hard head, I did learn very quick. It took one time. But disobedient to parents, you know, that my wife, and I know she's watching, man, she don't let my youngest get by with nothing. If you want to scare my kids, if they're disobeying, you walk behind and say, "There's your mama." Man, they'll straighten up. I mean, you know, it almost at attention because, I mean, she's with them. She don't work a job outside the house, and, man, she gets them on P's and Q's. I mean, you know, she's got them. And I come home, and they're like, you know, getting candy and sneaking over there and all and eating it with me, and or I get them to get me candy. And that's a definite, evident way we can tell. And all this, these last days, these are ways we can tell we're in the last days, disobedient to parents. It's hard to find a child that uses manners. It's hard to find a child that respects their parents the way that they should. If your mom and daddy, as a child, let me give you a little advice. If your mom and daddy, when the dinner table's done, and they say, "All right, clean up the table," you know, and your mom's in there washing dishes or whatever, and they tell you, and you're like, "Nah," you just lay back, man, you ought to be jumping. Now, I know I didn't jump as fast as I should have. Sometimes I did, but you ought to be jumping. You ought not, you know, roll your eyes and all that and be disobedient. But I believe this goes a whole lot further than that. I believe that, I'm gonna stay too long on that. But unthankful and unholy. I believe these last three things go together. That disobedient parents, unthankful, and unholy. We live in a day where people, I mean, are as ungrateful as they ever can be. I remember a man stopped me one time, and my brother was talking about it the other. You remember it yesterday? Said he was out of gas and all this good stuff, you know. And I was like, well, you know, I'll pitch in and help the guy out. And I go into the gas station, come back out, and he's hitting another few people up and everything. And then you know you see him go on, and he's like, "You need some gas." And the next thing he jumps in his car and he leaves the gas station. And I'm sitting there thinking, man, you know, I mean, that guy he didn't even need any gas. You know, I had the big sucker right across my forehead. But people are unthankful. You can do a lot of things for people nowadays, and they're just, you know, people are just ungrateful. We live in a time where people just, your kids, not your kids specifically, I shouldn't have said it that way. Kids in general, younger people are unthankful. People my age are unthankful. But anyways, in verse number 3 says, without natural affection. I believe Brother Tim mentioned this, and this could be a couple different ways. As far as I know, we live in a day where, I don't know any other good way to put it, where men, now why in the world another man would look up here and see this big red beard and this decently looking hair and say, man, I'd love to just smack one on him. Why in the world a man would see it? I just don't understand it. But we live in a day when there are men that I don't mean this humorously at all, but there are men that go after other men. Man, I don't understand. Brother Terry, I'm sure you are a nice looking man, but I mean, to me, you know, we're just buddies. That's it. And you know, that's all there is to it. But without natural affection, we can see that in that way. And I hope you as a parent, you know, if your little boy tries to talk to little girls, pat them on the back. You know, I mean, give them a cookie. And little girls, if they get giddy when a little boy comes around, you know, I mean, please to God, do not break it. Just let it be. I mean, you know, show the little boy you're 45 you got on your side and keep on going. But let it be at that. I can't stand to see a little effeminate little boy. But anyways, that's probably not in the message. But without natural affection, we live in that day. You know, my kids are going to grow up, and it's getting worse continually. I'd say day after day, year after year. You know, things on television, I mean, I don't watch sitcoms. I mean, if you do, look, I ain't up here to preach on them. You know, keep your TVs turned on, whatever. But I do know that every one that they do have on has a homosexual in it, whether it be a man or a woman. And they have to aid to those people, because nowadays they have so many rights that eventually, if they ever got a hold of this tape right here that I preached and mentioned homosexuals at all, they could probably put me in jail. Or probably at least make me publicly apologize and pay a fine. And I'd rather go to jail than pay a fine. But anyways, we definitely live in a day without natural affection. And also, I believe Brother Tim touched on this, talking about mothers. You know, I remember hearing maybe a year ago or so. It might have been 2 years. I don't remember. But at the Bilo said, no, well, it was last year. We went to the circus trying to give my kids back. But anyways, we went to the circus, and about a week after we went, there was in the paper, I remember seeing that a young lady had a baby, I believe it was, and left it in there in the trash can, but the baby survived. And if a girl is carrying a baby and has that baby and can take it and put it in the trash can, I believe we can line up with verse number 3. She's without natural affection. And the thing about it is, it's not just a once-in-a-time thing. You get on the news, you get on the computer and look up the news and look up, you know, child murders. And things, the parents, the way what they're doing to their kids, all the kind of sins that they're committing and all. We live in a generation that is losing natural affection, and the generation coming behind it is completely without natural affection. I believe that. And anyways, in verse 3 it said, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent. Now, I had no idea what that word meant. I didn't, so I had to look it up. And incontinent means without restraint. Means they don't have the ability, not to do what it is they just did. Okay? I know the Bible talks about how somebody having their conscience seared with a hot iron. You know, when you sear something with a hot iron, you burn it. You put a layer on the outside of it. And we live in a society nowadays when somebody commits a crime or a sin or a murder or something like that, and they can just sit in the courtroom and laugh and smile and doodle on paper and things like that, or they can murder a child, or they can do all these different wicked things and have no emotion. But, you know, you hear them talk about, I just did it. You know, it just happened. That's because they're incontinent. They're without restraint. We live in a day when there are criminals, people that are in jail that are incontinent people. They're without restraint. Anyways, and despisers of those that are good. Traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure, more than lovers of God. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. Now, Paul's writing this letter here to Timothy, which is a young pastor over a church. Now, he's writing to tell Timothy to watch out for these people. He warned them of the last days. And then he kind of gives a warning about these people into his church. Okay? Now, we know that that the Lord is giving this letter to us. I mean, the Bible is unfolding all the way through. And we can see this right here is prophetic. This right here is prophetic. And I say pathetic, prophetic. Paul wrote this, a long time ago. I got in the tent trying to get up here and do the math in my head. He wrote this and gave this to Timothy, sent this to Timothy. And right now, in 2011, we can line it up. Now, I'm sure people have been trying to line it up for years, but there is no doubt in my mind that we can sit down verse by verse and line these sins. And verse number 1 said, these are last days, perilous times. These are last day sins. We can line this up and see that we live in Little Spartanburg, South Carolina. We can find all this happening, every bit of it. I'm not talking about just the disobedient to parents and the unthankful and unholy. I'm talking about the incontinent. I'm talking about the fierce and things like that. But if you'll look on down to verse number 13, it says, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse. It's just going to continue to get worse. Now, we know that we have a deliverance. We have a ride that's coming. We have no idea when it's coming. But we do have deliverance on its way. But it says that evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. I believe our country is being deceived by the man that's over the White House, but that's fine, be as it may. It says, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned. Now that right there is a letter to the church. That right there is a keep on going to the church. That continue in what we've learned. We have a great pastor that takes the Bible and preaches the Bible. We don't get politics. Thank God for that. We don't get a bunch of just philosophies. We come in here, and our pastor, he is a textual preacher. He takes a text, and he preaches a text, and he gives us the Bible. We have been taught at Gateway Baptist Church the Scripture. My children know the Bible from this church, from home and from this church. And that we are to continue, as the days get worse, as men continue to get worse, as times get worse, to continue in the things that we have learned. Now, I'm going to pull it to a halt right there. That could be a lot of different things, but we're to continue in the things that we've learned here at Gateway Baptist Church. There'll be one day when Pastor Stewart, he won't be able to pastor, and we'll have to get another pastor. There'll be one day when this fine young man you see right here will be an old, bent-over man, and I won't be able to do much. But hopefully this church, the doctrines and the foundation that has been laid here can keep on. Even though as times keep on getting worse, that the church can keep on pushing on. Let's pray. Lord, I appreciate the opportunity just to preach. I pray that you just take that feeble attempt of your trying to explain and preach your word, that you just speak to hearts, encourage us. No doubt we live in a wicked day. No doubt we live in a time where men, Lord, are against even what we're doing now. But Lord, we love you. We're waiting on your arrival to come and get us. No doubt, Lord, we believe it. And, Lord, we're just excited, Lord, about your return. Living in these last days, Lord, just ready for you to come. Lord, we do want to once again remember our pastor and ask you, Lord, that you would be with him. And Lord, just touch his body physically and spiritually. I pray you'd help him. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.